Good morning.
How are you?
Very well. Who are you?
I'm excellent, actually. I'm excellent. It's Friday. What more could you want, really?
Exactly.
Exactly. Craig and Charlie, you are two of the busiest guys I think I've ever seen, because you seem to be constantly touring.
Yeah, we did. We did 67 shows last year, and
wow.
I think we're going to do about 80 this year. So we'll be touring. We'll start off in April. We're going to Hong Kong, and then Australia, New Zealand, and then the Middle East, and then Britain and Europe through the summer, and then finish up in US and Canada in October, I think.
That is quite a full diary, isn't it, really?
It is. I mean, the main thing for us now is touring. I think it is for most people of our age, even acts that are a lot younger than us. It's the main thing, is actually getting out and doing shows. Maybe some acts, there are other acts who do a lot of shows who don't enjoy it, but we do. I mean, we would do it anyway. So the fact that it's the main source of income now is just a bonus.
You're coming to Leeds, which is great news, in the summer. June 12th, you're at the Leeds Grand.
Yes.
I saw you a few years ago at the O2 in Leeds.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And it was a spectacular night, I must admit. And there's a lot of love in the audience for you guys. There's a lot of love. You must just love playing live. You obviously do, because you do tons of dates.
I think it helps that we enjoy doing it, but I think that we put the music over quite strongly. We're quite assertive on stage, and I think people respond to that. And there's a kind of call and response element to it, and there's a sing-along element to it. There's an alcohol-assisted element to it as well. And all those things combine a rich smorgasbord to create the atmosphere of the gig. And obviously, it depends on what kind of day of the week you're performing, whether it's a Friday, Saturday gig, or whether it's a Monday or Tuesday gig. These things impact as well. But certainly, you like to get the audience enjoying it and singing along. That's the main part.
Yeah, exactly. And they do sing along, because your songs are, well, they're just sort of anthems, aren't they? I mean, I remember backpacking around Australia, and 500 miles, I think, was almost like a backpacker's anthem when I was over there. Every single pub pretty much had to play it every single night.
Yeah, it's one of those songs in Australia. I think it was probably the biggest single success we ever had was that song in Australia in 1989, and it was just huge. I don't know why. It was New Zealand was big before it, but then Australia just kind of took off there. So yeah, it's been a great place for us.
Yeah, no, it was. I have some very 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 fond memories of that. You've done lots and lots of things, but I would imagine that the coolest thing that you've ever done have you done anything cooler than Beyond Family Guy?
I don't think so. I think certainly my kids would say we hadn't done anything cooler than being on Family Guy. It was just one of those things. We were on tour in America at the time, and the guys phoned us up, and we went into the studio when we were in Los Angeles. We had a day off, and we met the writers, we met Seth MacFarlane, the animating people as well, the animators, and just a great day. And yeah, it was, you get to feature on, you get a thinner version of yourself featuring on Family Guy for 5 seconds. There's nothing better, really.
Because it was just one of those little flashback things, wasn't it, that Peter Griffin does?
Yeah, yes.
That's so cool that you actually went to the studios and met all of them. I would have thought it would just have been like, oh, yeah, pop you in a studio and phone that in.
No, we went in, we kind of overdubbed a bit of vocal on it, and then as Charlie said, we met everybody, and they were, yeah, it was a really good a good experience.
It was a spectacular, and obviously Family Guy. Then you've had there's a film that's come out, the musical of Sunshine on Leaf was a great success. You must have been very very proud of that.
Yeah, it was great. It was, you know, initially it was a stage show in Dundee, and then it toured Scotland, and then it toured Scotland a second time, and then a third time. And they made it into a film. They cut it down a bit because the stage show, I think, is about 2 hours 10, and the film was about 1 hour 40. And they got Dexter Fletcher to produce it,
yeah.
And had Jane Horrocks and Peter Mullen in it, and a lot of great young actors and actresses. And it did really well, you know. And it was, I think, they made a really good job of it.
I'm not sure if there's anything better than hearing Peter Mullen sing.
Yes.
It's scary and enjoyable at the very same time.
It kind of reminded me of what's his name singing, "I Was Born Under a Wandering Star." You know, Lee Marvin, it was kind of, yeah, it was that kind of thing. I think he said he thought he was like Tom Waits, but to me he was more of a Lee Marvin.
Yeah, he has got just the, one of the most amazing sort of wood alcohol voices,
fantastic,
hasn't he?
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely superb. What I love about that film, I love musicals as well sometimes, and it always makes me laugh when you sort of like, how are you going to get certain songs in, yes, you sort of like see the flags coming up like, oh, she's off to America.
Yes,
I can see where that one's going. I wonder, yes, if he's going to write a letter soon.
Yes, it happens, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it wasn't quite "Let's Do the Show Right Here, Kids," but it was, it sailed close a few times. But I think the story is good. I think the story itself is uplifting, and certainly the writer Stephen Greenhorn had really thought about the lyrics and how to weave them into a story, and I think he did it really well.
No, it is. It's a great film, and it really is. You're right. It's like one of those properly good feel good films, really.
Yeah,
and
yeah, think so.
Your music just fits perfectly with it, doesn't it?
I think so. They were a great match, and certainly when they chose the director and chose the cast, I think they really complemented the writing.
Is there anything now that you think that you need to do? You've conquered touring, you've conquered the charts, you've conquered Family Guy, you've conquered the film world. What's next?
We only ever set out to do it our own way. You know, we would have been, we kind of were certain that our appeal would be limited to kind of left field thing, folk circuit. At the time it was acoustic music we were doing when we first came out, and then we got the band and it became a more commercial thing, and then, you know, you kind of move into theatres, and then we had a long time off the road and came back and built it up again, and it's just been a journey. But it was based on the fact we just wanted to play music live. That was it. Recording's great, but to play the songs live was the number one thing. Beyond the Road was the number one thing. Not have to sign on and be on the dole. That was the sum total of any ambition.
Well, you've certainly done that. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, with all these dates, I've often wondered as well, and you saw, I think The Simpsons did this once, where bands not too sure where they are.
Yeah, yeah,
That must happen to you guys.
Yeah, it does. It does occasionally. Luckily, it's never happened where you go on and you say hello, whatever. We have never done that. But no, sometimes it can get, especially when you're going across Midwest America or middle of Canada or somewhere, you can kind of lose the plot a little
bit. We spoke to a guy in Belfast years ago, and he'd been to see Fleetwood Mac in Dublin.
Yeah.
And Stevie Nicks, they sort of introduced themselves to the audience, and Stevie Nicks, I think, was in a stadium, I think. Stevie Nicks seemed a little unsure, and she said, "Hello, Iceland." So these things happen.
Yeah,
it's an easy mistake.
It is very easy. Do you have to have it written down just in case?
No. I've
on
never.
The back of a guitar.
If we go along long enough, hang around long enough, I'm sure that'll happen.
It's June the 11th for Scarborough. This the Spa in Scarborough on June the 11th, and then the Leeds Grand on June the 12th. Tickets available at the moment, and well worth seeing. If you've not seen the Proclaimers in concert, then you have to do it. It is a bucket list thing you need to do. Charlie and Craig, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you very much indeed. You.